Alola. I feel like I'm louder than you right now.
Probably because your headphones are louder.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Alola Vacation. I'm your host, SBJ, and Irene is here with me.
I am here currently.
Been over a week and a half since...
I'm always here.
2 weeks since we last recorded?
It's been a while.
We've been busy.
We didn't last week, I know.
Pokemon Go Fest took a lot of time.
That is true.
And I am leaving this weekend for PokeCon. You are not coming.
I am not coming because I have some things to attend to.
Work. You have work.
Yeah.
We have Gen Con in a little bit, so...
3 weeks.
Is it?
3 weeks.
We've been
busy.
It's
the weekend of the 20... Whatever.
We've been busy, but we're here to talk about the 7th episode of the Sun and Moon anime titled, That's Why the Litten is a Scamp.
Is the in there?
That's Why the Litten is the scamp, is a scamp.
Interesting. Say it one more time.
That's Why the Litten is a Scamp.
Great job.
It's not a good title.
It's terrible. I really dislike that title.
I also...
That's why. Well, really, why is it? Okay.
It's not a good title, but a good episode, I think.
I loved it.
Before we get into the blurb, what are your thoughts on the Sun and Moon anime theme song? I know we kind of talked about it. Is that how it goes?
Yes. I could get used to this
heat
on my skin.
Yeah.
I can't sing anymore.
Do you like it or not?
What? I like it.
Is
it's
a
cute.
Bop?
I don't know about it being a bop.
Bop or no bop. Compared to the Yuri on Ice theme song.
Oh. No, it's not better than that, because that's a really great song.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Yuri on Ice theme. We're not here to talk about...
We are now a Yuri on Ice
Yuri
podcast.
On Ice.
We need some co-hosts.
It's a good opening theme.
Yeah, it's cute.
I really like this episode. Before we talk about our overall thoughts, do you want to read what this episode was about? Do you want to go through the blurb?
I can read the blurb.
As you are reading this, all three cats are in this room, and they're, like, actively fighting each other.
Oh, it's great.
This is why we don't let them in here during recording.
Oh, man. There he goes. Okay, I'm going to read the blurb. Ash offers a piece of his sandwich to a wild Litten, but it grabs the whole thing and runs off. Ash's classmates have had similar experiences, but everyone says it's so cute that they can't get mad. Ash disagrees. He wants to catch Litten and teach it not to steal food. When Ash discovers that Litten has been taking the food to care for an elderly Stoutland despite several run-ins with the bullying Alolan Persian, he changes his mind. Litten and Pikachu send Persian running, and Ash promises to come back with more food. But when he returns, Litten and Stoutland are gone. It seems Ash hasn't won Litten's trust yet.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's literally, the episode ended and I was just like, ooh.
So while I was watching this episode, my first initial, well, this is the second time I've seen it, spoiler. Because I've seen, I think, the first dozen without you.
I cannot, you saw it without me.
I know. It's heartbreaking.
Oh,
is it? Heart-wrenching, some would say.
Okay.
I couldn't help but think that my boy Popplio...
Your boy Popplio.
...gets shafted overall.
Out of the starters?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Because this is what I really like about the Sun and Moon anime. This episode is so focused on Litten's development... And Ash is just kind of there. And we saw the same techniques used in Rowlet's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And Popplio's episode wasn't about... Like, yeah, Popplio blew the balloon at the end.
It was...
Whoa. But it was
basically Lana featuring Popplio.
Yes.
Like, Lana and company. Like, you know when you see a TV show and it's like, and... The person, it's like, and Popplio.
And Popplio.
Yeah. Or with. with Pop Leo. Yeah.
I feel you. Overall, though, you would think, okay, so it kind of has the same, it doesn't really have like the same arc as Rowlet, but it does follow what I said earlier, like the same, I don't know, technique or
archetype. I don't know. That's probably, I don't know.
Where it is primarily on the Pokemon, and you see the Pokemon's development, their character, who they are, their motivations. And then with the Rowlet episode, it ends with Ash catching Rowlet, which I think was a good way. Like, not only was it was predictable, but also it's what you wanted. Like, the Rowlet episode built up to, like, okay, this is a starter Pokemon. We know Ash gets all the starter Pokemon, but that episode does such a good job at building to the end where you're completely satisfied with Ash catching Rowlet.
I would agree with that.
And this episode does the same thing, and that's why I'm kind of comparing them, is it does a really good job at explaining who Litten is, what Litten's doing, what Litten's problems are. You go through the range of emotions of like, oh, Litten's so cute.
Why are you and doing then you're like, that?
Oh, this is so sad. And when you get to the end, you're like, this is it's gonna happen. He's gonna catch him.
I don't agree with that. I was not doing that. I could tell.
But if Ash would have caught Litten, I bet you would have been satisfied.
Probably.
And they pull the rug out from underneath you.
I don't know. I was pretty stable on that ground.
No rugs were pulled.
No rugs. I got my feet there.
I feel like I've done enough talking, though. What are your thoughts?
What are my thoughts? Okay. Overall, I was thinking about how how the structure of the episode was really similar to the Rowlet episode. Like, as I was watching, there were a lot of parallels that I saw. There were some subtle differences, like with Rowlet, it kind of seemed more like, oh, it was a family and the Rowlet wants to be a part of this family and is trying to with Litten and the Stoutland, it was really about companionship almost, I thought.
It gave me a little bit of like Karate Kid vibes or...
Oh, are you...
What is Kill Bill kind of does this too, where said person is going to an elder... I don't know what the trope is called, but elder then wants something in return. Litten pays that return. Elder then teaches you...
I don't really... Stoutland, like, wanted anything, though. I think it was more Litten was kind of like, I need to do this for you, rather than the Stoutland expecting something.
But Stoutland filled the role of, I am wise old karate master.
I am the mentor here.
Let me teach you how to ember better.
Ember better.
Yeah, that was the move.
I understand.
The other thing I want to point out, as I can see you forming your next monologue here, is...
My monologue. I don't know if I have a monologue coming up.
I am confident that we've seen it, or at least the anime has mentioned it, slash showed it, slash talked about it, but it's not talked about a lot, and I think it's forgotten about, but we see a Pokemon that is aged.
Yes.
And even Rotom, I think it was Rotom, mentions, oh, this Stoutland's really old.
Did it?
Yeah.
I must have missed that. I thought it was pretty apparent just with how its demeanor was and how Litten was with it.
But Rotom does verify that when Ash and Party follow Litten.
Party, Pikachu.
And Rotom.
Yeah. You were saying Rotom clarifies when Ash and
Party.
So Pikachu is the one that's left.
Pikachu is the party.
Pikachu party. New game coming.
My only point was, I think that's forgotten about a lot, and that's not really seen in the anime or in the games or talked about, but...
Aging Pokemon?
I guess Pokemon age.
I mean, you...
We know that Pokemon die.
Yes.
In Lavender Town. We learned that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean one day?
Yes.
Pikachu and Ash will.
I mean, Pikachu will die. Ash won't because he hasn't aged in 20 years.
Yeah, but Pikachu falls under that same. It's just like Maggie yeah. and Bart and Lisa from The Simpsons. They all fit that never aging cartoon persona. But if
does that mean that the Stoutland has always been old?
But when we get to Pokemon all grown up, there's a Rugrats reference.
I was about to. Oh, that's great. You read my mind.
No Team Rocket this episode. Apparently,
excuse me, there was Team Rocket. What are you talking about? They had their terrible rhymes, and they were eating fruit, and then Litten came and stole the fruit and walked away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's fine.
But they weren't really, like, being the antagonists.
Yes,
in this
we
episode.
Didn't get the Team Rocket foil / Team Rocket song. And I guess the blasting
they gave
away
some,
again.
They gave some poetry, though.
As you would if you only are given 10 seconds of screen time.
A good minute.
You make the most of it. But I mean, yes, no Team Rocket in the point of they weren't a foil like they were in the Rowlet episode.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about the Persian?
Oh, yeah. So the antagonist for this episode was the Alolan Persian. Also, okay, so it looked really strange to me in motion. I already
Persian?
Thought, yeah, I already thought that the Alolan Persian looked kind of...
Because it has a big head. You know, we have a cat with a big head.
Which cat are you talking
Sinnoh
about?
Sinnoh has the biggest head and the smallest body. I was going to ask you how you felt about Alolan Persian. Because I remember when they showed Alolan Persian initially, and not everyone. I always say that generally. But generally, everyone was like, oh, Alolan Persian has a big head. It's ugly. That's not what cats look like. We have a cat that looks like that. Those cats exist.
That is true. I mean, it just looks so strange in motion. Like, I was just like, you are not cute. Which, I guess, that's probably the point. But, like, because Litten was so cute.
Yeah.
All episode long. I was just like, oh. But, yeah, so the Alolan Persian was the bad guy in this episode, was attacking Litten. There was that whole sequence with the Persian and Litten getting in a fight the first time. And Ash ended up interfering as well, and they both kind of got their butts kicked and needed to go to the Pokemon Center. But later on, like, Persian had, the final encounter with Litten and Stoutland and Ash and party.
Pikachu is the party.
Litten was kind of able to retaliate properly. So that was pretty satisfying.
Unless I missed it. And I know I didn't. But there was no motivation or goal established on Persian's end.
It wanted to be a bully.
The alpha cat?
No.
Is that a thing?
Alpha cats?
Yeah. Beta, alpha cat, beta dog.
Alpha omega dynamics. That's all I'm saying. I'm done here. Next.
Do you think that Litten was training to beat, have the upper hand on Alolan Persian?
I don't think Alolan Persian specifically, because when they had that little flashback with Stoutland trying to coach Litten and Litten going, puh, with the ember.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was just in general to train. It seemed...
Was it a flashback or was it a dream? Because there was a dream sequence.
I thought it was...
Maybe there was both.
Maybe it was a flashback that turned into a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. No, a dream... Well,
a dream of the truth.
Is that a thing?
a flashback dream. A dream recounting of events. I don't... No.
The other thing notable that I just thought was like a funny aside was when Ash brings Litten into Professor Kukui's house where Ash is staying. And I would assume that Ash isn't going to stay there forever since there are four islands.
No, he's going to like float back to Kukui's house every night.
Except when he's staying at Lana's house.
Oh, snap.
I thought it was weird, though, that Ash asked Kukui if Litten could stay. And I only think that's weird because...
Kukui's a Pokemon professor.
Yeah, well, that. And if Ash would have caught any other Pokemon, why would you ask permission for
that? I mean, maybe because it was technically still wild.
I guess.
I don't know.
But if I was Kukui, that'd be one of my first questions is, why is it in a Pokeball?
I mean, but I feel like Ash has a lot of his Pokemon just chilling out. And Rockruff, Kukui's Pokemon, just chilled. Well, actually, no. If I was Kukui, I'd be like, why is this Litten not in a Pokeball? I have a Rockruff here.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, I really liked that it was kind of that cat and dog dynamic with Stoutland and Litten and how they got along so well. Like, I thought that was really cute.
What about the cat and mouse dynamic between Pikachu and Litten? A little bit of Tom and Jerry all grown up.
I wasn't even thinking about that. I was too focused on Stoutland and Litten. Litten was so cute.
Litten was really cool. Pikachu party. And the collar.
Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. Not that, why was the Litten not in a Pokeball? Like, I was just like, what? Like,
I'm going through the list, making sure we don't miss anything that's worth talking about.
The flea collar. I don't remember what Nurse Joy called it.
She called it, this is why I wanted to bring it up, a Heliolisk collar. And the Heliolisk is a Pokemon introduced in Generation 6.
Oh, like the weird looking like dinosaur thing?
Yeah. But that collar has a real name in veterinarian terms. I don't know what it is. Collar.
It's like a cone.
Oh, yeah, I've heard the cone. Wiki, our other cat. He's had a cone.
Oh, our other cat. We have three cats.
Yeah.
Is my baby in here?
Yeah, he's licking himself. Wiki's had a cone before.
I feel like animals with cones on them is really upsetting to me.
But also funny in like a... Like when Wiki had the cone, he consistently like walked backwards. Like eventually he thought if he kept walking backwards, he'd walk out of the cone.
Oh no! Oh no!
Speaking of Pokemon names being used in quote-unquote real-world items, because the cone exists in the real world, they used a Bronzong as the school bell.
I didn't even notice that.
That was like that very long transition where Komala, the sleeping
was
koala...
Was like Hogan hanging around.
Yeah, it was Hogan all around the Bronzong. I get it. Yeah, bells exist in the real world. Bronzong is a giant bell. It only makes sense to make use of putting Bronzong in as the bell. My question is, does Bronzong sit up there all day?
But what about Weeping Bell?
He's not...
He could be sitting in a pot.
Weeping Bell is just like a flower bell, not a actual steel bell Bronzong is.
It could just sit next to it, okay?
Maybe. So no catching Litten, but they make note that this isn't going to be the last time Ash will see Litten.
Yeah, it basically, Ash was so stoked to be like, we're friends, I can bring you food tomorrow, it'll be great. And then he came up the next day, just deserted. And he went and visited with this old woman that had given Litten food earlier and was continuing to do that, the Litten and the woman kind of had a rapport. And she was like, Pokemon live in their world and people live in their own world, but we still live under the same Alolan sun. And I was just like, how poetic. But the Litten showed up at the end and was like, I'm going to steal this food. And Ash was very affronted about it.
Yeah. I was trying to be helpful and you didn't want my help. Well, Litten is very like, what is the word? Do it yourself, Pokemon. Not interested in others' help. As we saw from the first battle, or maybe it was the second battle with Alolan Persian. And then at the end there, do you want some trivia?
Absolutely.
Of course, this is the reason the episode is titled the way it is. The English dub title is a reference to the song, The Lady and the Tramp. I don't know what song that is.
The song, Lady and the Tramp?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking about, like, what's that, like, Rick James song? Like, what's that other song?
The 2011 song, The Lady is a Tramp, by Tony Bennett.
That's
Lady Gaga.
Oh, I know what song they're talking about.
I don't, but that's all right. This is currently the first and only Sun and Moon episode to feature Team Rocket, but not Beware.
Oh, man. Maybe it's hibernating.
And then finally, last bit of trivia. The music is from Meloetta's Moonlight Serenade.
Moonlight Serenade.
Yeah. I said it right.
Yeah.
That is used...
I want a serenade. Why don't you serenade me?
Is that just like a song?
Yes. It's like a romantic slow song.
A harder to say word than song. that song is used during Litten's dream sequence. So, just a minor Meloetta reference there. But that's it. That's the episode. It was really enjoyable. It's really good.
You said, that's it. And that's Archer in the corner was like, what?
He knows it's time to wrap up.
Yeah. He's ready to go. I really enjoyed this episode. I liked it more than I liked the Popplio episode. And I love Popplio. Popplio is my starter. Yeah, I think I almost enjoyed it more than the Rowlet episode.
I think so, too.
Really? Wow.
Well, I like Litten more than Rowlet overall.
They're all so cute.
Yeah.
I would maybe wager that they're some of the cutest starters.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah.
Litten is in motion is a lot. Well, I would say all...
It was so cat-like.
Yeah, yeah. All the Alolan Pokemon, and this is just because of the Sun and Moon anime and the new animation direction, I think that all the Pokemon are looking real good in motion.
Looking real good, baby.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. Take us... Oh, I should do the whole ending, the whole conclusion here. Thank you. Just a big shout out to all our Patreon backers to make this podcast a thing.
Yeah, thank you. Because I get to be on a show. Whoa.
Normally, the episodes are for Patreons that back at $4 a month, which comes to $1 a week. And we are making this episode, obviously you're listening to this, available to all Patreons. So even if you're pledging $1 or 20 cents a month, you'll still be able to get access to this episode. If you liked this episode and you want to continue listening to Irene and I talk about the Sun and Moon anime, all you have to do is up your pledge to $4 a month instead of $1 a month. That gets you access to our gold channel. That also gets you access to all the old Alolan Vacation episodes and all future Alolan Vacation episodes. But otherwise, I think everyone knows by now, you can follow me on Twitter at DraggingALake. You can follow Irene on Twitter at DevinCarrots. Take us out.
All right. Alola.
And good night.
so good.
I don't.
Okay. You didn't do it all silly.